spoken voluntarily by the Shakyamuni Buddha. Perceive Patriarch Ingguang's teachings as a positive guidance. Buddha recitation is the most appropriate Dharma method in the Dharma ending age. In the Buddha Dharma, there are 84,000 Dharma methods. Why are there so many Dharma methods? It is because sentient beings have 84,000 afflictions, and the Dharma methods are the cure. Amitabha Buddha recitation method is one part of 84,000 Dharma methods and is very unique and profound. Other Buddha recitation methods include mindfulness of the three treasures, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and the six mindfulnesses, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, precepts, merits of renunciation, and merits of deity. These can be found in every Mahayana sutra. Thus, Buddha recitation is the most important part of Buddha Dharma practice. How is our Amitabha Buddha recitation method different from other Dharma methods? It is superb, direct, and efficient. Are we saying that other Dharma methods not superb, direct, and efficient? You must understand that the Buddha Dharma speaks of causes and conditions and karmic retributions of certain periods. The Buddha Dharma spans over three different ages: the proper Dharma age, the Dharma resemblance age, and the Dharma ending age. The first millennium following the Buddha was the proper Dharma age. The second millennium is the Dharma resemblance age. The Dharma ending age began from the third millennium. According to the Chinese Buddhist calendar, over 3,000 years have passed. Because sentient beings in the Dharma ending age carry tremendous karmic obstructions, cultivating other Dharma methods would not be as effective as the Amitabha Buddha recitation method. In the proper Dharma age, attainments were commensurate with cultivations. In the Dharma resemblance age, whilst many cultivated, few attained. In the Dharma ending age, those who cultivate are few, and those who attain are even less. Cultivating any other Dharma methods will not end the cycle of birth and death. From this perspective, some may ask, is cultivating other Dharma methods not beneficial? Those methods are seeds for attaining Buddhahood. However, it would require many lifetimes of cultivation. What is the proof for such a statement? In the Great Collection Sutra, the Mahasamnipada Sutra, the Buddha told us, in the Dharma ending age, among the innumerable beings who cultivated, hardly one attained enlightenment. Then what should we cultivate in order to end the cycle of birth and death? Only the Amitabha Buddha recitation method can bring liberation during this age. We must cultivate the Amitabha Buddha recitation method with utmost faith. This will be the path to attaining liberation. Ordinary people, and even some monastic practitioners, consider Amitabha Buddha recitation method as seemingly unremarkable. That is because they are referring to other Buddha recitation methods. This small discrepancy leads to a wide divergence. Amitabha Buddha's Dharma body pervades throughout the universe. When we chant, we should know that Amitabha Buddha's Dharma body pervades throughout the universe. Of all the Buddhas in the 10 directions and the 3 periods, Amitabha Buddha is the most supreme. Amitabha Buddha delivers all sentient beings. The levels of rebirth in the Western Pure Land are divided into 9 grades, which is in accordance to the merits and virtues accumulated by those who go there. Amitabha Buddha's virtuous dignity and compassion is boundless. Chanting Amitabha Buddha's name can liberate those with blessings, virtues, and good roots. Even those with heavy karmic obstructions, as long as they sincerely chant the Buddha's name, can be liberated through Amitabha chanting. The sutras state, those who have committed the 5 cardinal offenses and the 10 unwholesome deeds can still be reborn in the Western Pure Land, if they chant the Buddha's name. We all have committed the 10 unwholesome deeds, but hopefully not the 5 cardinal offenses. Even those who have committed the 5 cardinal offenses and 10 unwholesome deeds can be reborn there. So why can't we? Amitabha Buddha's Dharma body illuminates the entire Dharma realm. Our karmic offenses are nothing in comparison. As an analogy, when a drop of water drips into a large furnace, not only will that drop of water disappear, but its vapor will also dissipate. Sutras state that the practice of Amitabha Buddha recitation method is simple. However, in my opinion, it is difficult to cultivate. To those who are lax, it is difficult. However, from the perspective of our Buddha nature, it is easy. Why from the perspective of the true nature? Amitabha Buddha pervades everywhere in the Dharma realm. Our secular mind is also Amitabha Buddha's mind. Mind, Buddha, and sentient beings, there are no differences. By the same principle, we could even transform our confused and deluded mind to attain liberation. If you wish to understand such principles, you have to listen carefully and ask questions. In our Buddha recitation practice, if we cannot clearly acknowledge our innate nature, we will not chant well, and we will not have enough faith. The appropriate Dharma as spoken voluntarily by Shakyamuni Buddha. In Dharma practice, we often speak of the appropriate moment. Patriarch Ingguan said, "The Buddha recitation method is like wearing a t-shirt in summer and a sweater in winter." In the northern parts of China, the winter temperature can easily reach negative 40 degrees. Without warm and well-insulated clothing, you will be freezing cold. However, wearing this warm clothing in summer will be unbearable. Hence, we wear appropriate attire according to the seasons, and that is what we mean by the appropriate moment. The Amitabha Buddha recitation method is the most appropriate method for beings in the Dharma ending age. Our fundamental teacher, the world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, knew that sentient beings of the Dharma ending age cannot attain enlightenment from cultivating other Dharma methods. That's why he didn't wait for someone to ask for the Dharma, but voluntarily introduced this great Dharma method leading to liberation. It requires you to recite with utmost sincerity. The sutras state that through single-mindedly chanting, one can be reborn in the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. What single-mindedness? It does not mean the non-arising of thoughts, as secular beings are unable to do so. With no thought arising, they will easily feel dull and drowsy. Single-mindedness for secular beings means utmost sincerity. With faith and utmost sincerity in chanting Amitabha Buddha's name, you will be reborn in the Western Pure Land. Patriarch Ingguang mentioned in the Pure Land Casuistry that in the proper Dharma age, people had deep and virtuous good roots. There were as many good advisors as a forest, so were the monasteries. During that period, any Dharma method cultivated would lead to enlightenment. However, in the Dharma ending age, only the Buddha recitation method can result in liberation. Whilst Patriarch Ingguang's teachings were many, not a single statement was created on his own. All his teachings were based on sutras and discourses. That's why he was a good advisor. When advising others, you cannot speak irresponsibly. Your words must be in accordance with the perfect and complete Dharma. Otherwise, you risk misleading others. In order to do so, you need to exert tremendous effort delving into the sutras and doctrines. Nowadays, some Dharma masters do not spend enough time and effort on sutras and doctrines, and at times even use worldly Dharma to expound Buddha Dharma. This is deluded. Perceive Patriarch Ingguang's teachings as a positive guidance. In our present generation, if we want to cultivate and practice diligently, we need to seek advice from good advisors and look for the places where Buddhism practice is well performed. Not to say that there are no good advisors, but simply that there are not as many as there once were, and they are often occupied with their duties. Nowadays, a good advisor in a monastery has to look after a range of 48 duties. Even if you are able to ask for advice from him, he really doesn't have time to explain things to you. Under such circumstances, what should we do? Most people in modern times get a high school education. It will help them comprehend the curriculum as long as they delve into the study. If you find the sutras difficult to comprehend during practice, then try to read these. The Essence of Patriarch Ingguang's Teachings, or The Abridgment of Patriarch Ingguang's Teachings. If you wish to cultivate and practice, reading one of the books is good enough. Read it every day, just like taking meals every day. We eat because we need nutrients to sustain our lives. We eat because we need nutrients to sustain our lives. We read Patriarch Ingguang's teachings because we could enhance our wisdom to cultivate. Even though Patriarch Ingguang had been reborn in the Western Pure Land, and we won't be able to reach him, his Dharma legacy remains in this world. Reading his teachings will save you the time from seeking good advisors. How could the current well-known good advisors surpass Patriarch Ingguang? In this Dharma ending age, if we hope to seek a way to end suffering and attain happiness, read this book. You will be able to cultivate the Buddha Dharma, help save others, and definitely be reborn in the Western Pure Land. Reading Liao Fen's Four Lessons helps people understand the moral principles of human society. Nowadays, people seldom read such books like Confucius and Mencius. Therefore, very few understand the Three Cardinal Guides, the Five Virtues, and the Eight Virtues. These seem to have been ignored. Without these moral principles, people are just soulless, much like plants and stones. We recite the Buddha's name during practice. If you cannot understand the principle, even if someone asks you not to, you'll still recite naturally. If you don't understand the principle, how will you recite? Even if you do, you cannot do it well because you will not generate the resolve to recite. There must be a cause, and in the end, it will lead to an effect. Novice practitioners are akin to baby birds clinging to the nest. When seeking Dharma teachings from good advisors, make sure to discern between orthodox and unorthodox teachings. When you become mesmerized by their deviant views, your Buddha nature will become polluted. Even if you encounter good advisors, you will not attain the way by simply paying homage to them. Even if they speak the true Dharma for a brief time, you cannot gain enlightenment. Learning from good advisors requires persistent dedication. Under their careful watch and guidance, you will constantly improve and achieve success in your cultivation. If you seek guidance once and then attempt self-cultivation thereafter, how can you know whether it is the proper method? Assuming that you are provided with true and wondrous Dharma, can you cultivate well? This is why novice practitioners should frequent orthodox monasteries and pursue Buddha Dharma from good advisors. Much like how a baby bird with undeveloped wings will need the protection from its mother and cannot leave the nest, a novice practitioner should stay close to a venerable master in order to attain accomplishment. Even though you seek guidance from many good advisors, without the proper causes and conditions, you may not fully comprehend their teachings and cultivate accordingly. However, if you can follow the proper method incessantly, when the condition is right, you will also be a virtuous and knowledgeable mentor. If you are not making progress in your cultivation, then the method is incorrect. If the method is correct, then you didn't execute well. As an analogy, a piano has the capacity to produce wondrous sounds, but still requires skillful fingers to play. How can a pair of clumsy hands bring forth wondrous sounds? That's why there must be proper guidance. The Pure Land Dharma method can be practiced within worldly surroundings. According to the Buddha, the Pure Land Dharma method is far superior to other teachings of the Buddha, and Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land far exceeds all Buddha lands spanning the 10 directions. You can't compare the principles of other sutras to the Pure Land Dharma method. Some monastic practitioners use the general sutra teachings to comprehend the Pure Land Dharma method, but this is not suitable. The teachings of Buddha are contained within Tripitaka, sutras, precepts, and treatises, and the 12 divisions of Buddhist scriptures. It is as innumerable as the number of holes in a vast net. However, the Pure Land Dharma method is not captured in this net. The Buddha lands are also innumerable and span across the 10 directions. The Pure Land Dharma method cannot be measured by other Buddhist teachings. Due to the uniqueness of the Pure Land Dharma method, it is also referred to as the Special Dharma method. You can cultivate while remaining in your worldly surroundings and aspire to gain rebirth in the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. Once you have attained the stage of non-arising, you can liberate all beings. Currently, we are cultivating among afflictions. After attaining the stage of non-arising, we will be able to guide sentient beings through afflictions. Our great transference of merit service at night contains this phrase: skillfully use afflictions to accomplish the Buddha work of delivering sentient beings. There are boundless beings experiencing more suffering. Therefore, we need to not only deliver beings within our Saha world, but also all worlds spanning the 10 directions. Now that you understand the concept, you must put it to practice within your daily lives by chanting Amitabha Buddha's name. This is the path to Buddhahood. Once attained, it will allow you to deliver sentient beings of different capacities and nature. Upon arrival into the Western Pure Land, under the presence of Amitabha Buddha, we will surely be awakened and attain the stage of non-arising. We can practice the great vows of Samantabhadra while traveling all 10 directions. That's why we must benefit ourselves and others by chanting the name of Amitabha Buddha diligently and constantly. I hope you can all uphold the precepts and chant the Buddha's name. May you all be reborn into the Western Pure Land in this lifetime.